Art, the Seahawks seem to be making the most news this week, mainly for letting go their most important player, quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I wasn't surprised in some of the logic behind it, but they did go against what they said back in February and March pre-lockout. They said that he was their most important re-signing. And now, all of a sudden, Monday, they said, no, Matt, you're a free agent. Feel free to go. Thanks for the 10 years. So that contradicts their position pre-lockout. And I think that's a signal that 2011 is going to be, you know, another building year. Not that anybody would be surprised about that. They were 7-9 last year and lucked into the playoffs. So I can understand them wanting to go for younger, healthier players, because Matt's going to be 36 in September. Yet he got a 3-year deal from Tennessee. So that strikes me as somebody seeing value there. And I also think, obviously, it's going to be a great story to watch from Seattle, because the number one draft choice of the Tennessee Titans was Jake Locker of Washington. So Matt is going to be his mentor, as well as at least the first-year starter. And from a distance, it will be fun to watch.
And despite his injuries, a lot of fans sad to see Hasselbeck go.
Definitely. The man was a great contributor on and off the field. He led the Seahawks to 5 playoff appearances in his 10 years here, including the Super Bowl. And I think the front office, media, fans who've had a chance to be in contact with Matt all find him a great gentleman and one of the real contributors to the community in ways beyond football. So he definitely will be missed.
To replace him, the Seahawks signed a quarterback without much experience to compete with current number 2 quarterback Charlie Whitehurst, who also doesn't have much experience.
How about that? Isn't that... They did not go for the veteran guy like a Donovan McNabb. They went with 2 number 2 guys, and there's an old football bromide that says, if you have 2 quarterbacks, you have none. And that's the issue here, because they signed him to identical contracts, 2 years for $8 million, and they're going to let him compete. Tavares Jackson is coming from Minnesota, and he has 20 NFL starts. Charlie Whitehurst has 2. And I'm sure that Jackson will be given the edge in camp to start, but neither of them are the kinds of quarterbacks that are envisioned as playoff caliber quarterbacks. So the problem is that the Seahawks are building around the quarterback, but the biggest and most important position is going to be filled, I think, by a temp. They're looking ahead to the 2012 collegiate draft, in which there are any number of young franchise quarterbacks that are likely to be available to those teams who aren't very successful in 2011. That could be the Seahawks.
Well, the Hawks did add some other important players this week.
They did. Wide receiver Sidney Rice is a free agent from Minnesota who is probably the best available at his position. Seahawks spent a ton of money on him, and they also filled their hole at left guard by signing Robert Gallery from Oakland. And both of these players are reuniting with previous coaches that the Seahawks have hired. So there is some familiarity on the staff, but they're all going to have to be integrated into an offense very, very quickly. That's going to be a problem for the Seahawks and all NFL teams to try to cobble together teams without a full training camp, without off-season workouts, because they're starting in 2 weeks.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is sportspressnw.com, and you can download all KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.